You gotta love Halloween. The one night of the year I can go out as myself. It's so relaxing not to hide my fangs in public. I best enjoy it now. I'll have to wait another year to feel this again. This place has damn good martinis. At least that's something to enjoy. This is the third place I've gone hoping to find a new pet. There is no alcohol in the world that would sway me to claim one of the humans at the last bar I went to, all crass and undignified. If I wanted something well used, I would just hire something from the back pages for the night. Let's see. Nope. Not my type. Definitely not. Are you serious? Why do they look so blue? Now, little human, I know you're not sad because you don't think you look good. 'Cause, well, look at you. The most high class and, may I say, adorable little demon I've seen in my lifetime. No problem. Why do you look so blue? Why do you look so blue? It's a boring story, huh? Try me. You came with a date and a group of friends. Where's your date? On the dance floor. Which one is he? That guy. Really? Pardon me. Okay, did he just ditch you at the bar to dance? Oh, his friends convinced you to stay at the bar while they hit on someone else? Classy. I get it. You got yourself all dressed up and happy over this, and now he's acting like an ass. I get it. I would be disappointed too. You're not sure how you would turn the night around? You're a positive person, but you're finding it hard to see the bright side of this one. That's understandable. To have such high hopes then have a date who behaves like this. Maybe a dashing vampire could rescue you from this problem. I can see him looking this way. What better revenge than to see you walk out on the arms of another man? A man who can treat you so much better. What would we do when we get outside this party? We'll think of something. Hold on to my arm. Let's go. Oh, yes. He's definitely looking. He looks quite dumbfounded that you didn't wait for him all night. How about you and I go have some fun? There's a chill in the air. Take my jacket. It's a little big on you, but it looks good. It smells like me. Warm and comforting. Why, thank you. Where should we go? There's a very nice bar not too far away. Snuggle in close. It's chilly out. How did you end up on a date with this guy anyway? When he asked you out, he was quite a gentleman. But the second his friends showed up, he started acting like an idiot. I'm sorry, lovely. They're not all like that. I guess you got unlucky tonight. Oh? You met me, so maybe your luck has changed. I'm charmed, little demon. With sweetness like yours, it won't take too long to find someone new. If I left you alone for 2 seconds, there would probably be a line down the block. No, I'm being quite serious. A high-quality young creature like you is highly sought after. I know you're high quality. What was I doing there? I wanted to have a few good drinks and hear some music. And I was looking for something. Did I lose something at the bar? Not quite. Did I find what I was looking for? Oh yes, lovely. I most certainly did. Was it worth looking for? Yes, lovely. It was well worth the wait. You're happy for me. You are so adorable. It's right down this street. You never knew there was a bar down here. It's one of those bars with no sign out front, but it always seems to get business. Word of mouth spreads, and then everyone wants to go to the bar with no name. Never been to a bar like that. Your first time is always special. What am I tonight? I'm a vampire. Yes, a devilishly handsome vampire. In sharp clothing, I might add. You've got me. What would the humans think if they knew a vampire walked among them? Surely they would fear me and run screaming. Is that why we're here? Yes. I lured you out of the bar to bring you somewhere I can bite that pretty neck. We would make quite a pair. A vampire and a demon? A love story for the ages. You really do make a lovely demon. I really wouldn't mind if you tried to take my soul. What would I exchange it for? Now that's a good question. I could ask for unlimited wealth, a beautiful car, a stunning penthouse. But what I would really like now is a kiss. Just one kiss from those sweet lips of yours. How would I want to be kissed? Maybe with you on your tippy toes, leaning in close, placing a hand on my chest and a grip on the back of my neck, slightly parting your lips so I can taste that sweet bottom lip. Yes, my little demon, just a kiss, and my soul is yours. Such a generous demon, offering your lips to me. Am I going to bite you now? Is that what you like? To have your neck taken by a vampire? Whatever my little demon wants, turn your neck to the side and let me see that perfect neck. You left your neck bare tonight. Not even a choker. You smell divine. Is your neck sensitive? Oh, I bet my teeth against your neck would make you moan for me. What would the other humans think? Put my hand over your mouth so no one can hear you. Having my hands over this pretty mouth, how can a man refuse? You ready? Oh, lovely. You were right. You would have been very loud if I hadn't kept you quiet. More. My fangs have always had a reputation of making my prey feel excited. But you seem to be getting more pleasure than normal. Does that turn you on? Getting bitten and having your blood taken by me. Such sweet blood, I might add. Like fine wine. Oh, I knew I picked very well. Don't worry, my love. I will take good care of you. No pet of mine will feel lonely or rejected. You'll warm my bed and my life. We're just outside of my place. Let me show you what real luxury looks like.